Cincinnati down 11. Three-man rush as Palmer takes the snap. Throws downfield. Intercepted by Cushing at the 10. Takes a knee at the 12. Cushing with the pick to put the game away for Houston.
And now, moving the chains. Here are your hosts, Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin.
Texas Radio Network on the call. A couple of weeks ago, they do beat a good Cincinnati football team, and it was that interception by the rookie linebacker, Brian Cushing, that salted it away. Pat, let's talk to him right now. He joins us on the program. He's having a terrific, terrific year, and he joins us here on Sirius NFL Radio. Brian Cushing on the program. What's happening, Cush?
Good, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you having me.
It's our pleasure, Brian. What a nice rookie season you got rolling for yourself. You look like you've been in the league a little bit longer than a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. You know, I mean, in a real good scheme right now with a really good talent around me. It's elevated my game that much more. I'm comfortable where I am, and everything's just going real well.
Coach, what have you done, you guys, defensively over the last 3 or 4 weeks? Because at the start of the year, the run defense, clearly an issue for right. you. And then over the last month, it's been one of the better run defenses in pro football. What have you guys done to get all those fits straightened out?
You know, I think the biggest thing was just buckling down, seeing where our weakness was and just attacking it, you know, not hiding from it and just being truthful with ourselves and knowing that we need to step up and stop the run against some good teams coming in. We've played against, you know, Cedric Benson, who was a leading rusher in the NFL at the time, Frank Gore, who's real capable. And week in, week out, you know, it seems like we're playing a real good running attack. And, you know, it was a breaking point where we either stood up or we just got ran all over. And luckily we stood up and we just have to keep it going.
When you say identify your weaknesses and you're in a four-man defense, this is for the listeners, B, not you. You obviously know all this stuff. So everyone's in a one gap. Someone's got a gap in every place. And so when you watch the first few games, was there gap integrity problems? Were guys not where they were supposed to be?
You know, football is it's a gap defense. You know, you got to be where you got to be. And the problem was the first couple games, you know, I think we were unsure exactly who was starting where, who was doing what. And on top of it, the identity of the defense. I think, you know, we've turned around. We've gotten a lot more aggressive. Frank Bush has done a great job enabling the guys to really go out there and attack. And overall, we've just really just turned the defense around completely.
Hey, Cush, you know what I love about your game and watching it? And I've got to see your last two because I had Cincinnati 2 weeks ago after you guys played them. And then I had San Francisco and Indy this last week after you guys played them.
Right.
Is your feeling of the passing game, and I can just tell how well coached you were, and I know Pete, and not as well as Pat, but I know how well coached you were at USC, and I'm so impressed with your route recognition and the understanding of the concepts of the passing game. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, the biggest thing is really, Coach Carroll. It's coming from that program and developing the 4 years underneath him and the kind of things he can develop in you as a player. I mean, this is a guy that will go out there and he'll be the scout team quarterback going against your defense. So, I mean, he's fun to play for, but he teaches you in this at the same time. So you're not only having fun, but you're learning more than you've ever could imagine in college because you're coming from really a pro program.
So when you sit down now to watch tape, and you're trying to get, and I'm not talking about the team meeting, the linebacker meeting. That's necessary. The extra stuff. When you sit there to grind up and get your competitive edge, tell listeners how much time you spend on that and what you're trying to get out of it when you're alone with the tape in that room.
Well, you know, I think that's a big thing because you have to know your opponent before you go into a game. You have to get the kind of feel, kind of understanding of where a team's going to attack you and what their strengths are and how you think you can, you know, better yourself in the game coming up. You know, you can't go into a game blind and not know what you're going against. So, you know, I spend about, you know, an hour to 2 hours every night on my own. I'm looking over some extra game film, going over the previous game with what defense maybe I could play a little bit better, where I was out of my gap or really where my response was. You know, I have to be tough and judge myself hard because I feel, you know, in order to get better, that's the only way. And on top of it, you know, just the time, the work that goes into it. By the time Sunday comes around, you're not even thinking anymore, and it's just reaction, and it's natural by that time.
Brian Cushing joining us on the program, rookie linebacker for the Houston Texans, and they've won three straight. They're sitting at 5-3. Now they'll go play the undefeated Indianapolis Colts in a division game. And as you know, you're playing arguably the best offensive coordinator, Cush, in pro football this week. And check this out. He happens to be a player. Whoa.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It's a huge test, and we understand that. And on top of it, we're going there, so you know it's going to be a great challenge. And really looking forward to the matchup. It's going to be an intense week of practicing and getting ready because we understand, you know, at any given time, a guy can just make any given play, and you know it's a 21-28 nothing game already. So, you know, we have to be on top of our game. We have to be technically sound. And, you know, we have a couple days to prepare for it, and we're going to go in there, you know, full head of steam.
Know this, a lot, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of it. A lot of their offense comes right off of that stretch play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, we've heard, you know, we've seen it. You know, this is my first matchup, so, you know, I'm really excited, you know, and completely respect their organization. You know, they're one of the best, not the best, in pro football right now, and we're just looking forward to a great Sunday game.
Brian, talk about a couple of dimensions of your game. I'd be interested in hearing about it. Number one, your blitzing game. Are you satisfied with where it is, and is it growing? And are the opportunities starting to develop more? I'd love to hear about you and the blitz stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think week in, week out, I feel like I'm learning a lot more. I'm learning a lot more from watching my game tape. I'm learning more from being in the meeting rooms and playing with the guys like D'Amico Ryans and Mario Williams and Dante Robinson and just hearing what they have to say and what their experiences were as a rookie and how they developed, you know, those Pro Bowl guys. And on top of it, you know, I'd be foolish, you know, not to listen to them and see how they really elevated their games. You know, I think the biggest thing week in, week out is seeing, you know, where the room for improvement is. And I felt, you know, every little week there's little things here and there that I can just, you know, continue to build upon, and I think I have so far.
Well, I got to tie this to Timmy because Timmy, you know, at USC had 20 sacks his senior year of college and didn't have a sack his rookie season in the NFL. And he loves to tell our listeners, like, when his dad said, you know, you got to make moves, Timmy. And Timmy goes, I'm making moves, Dad. They just don't work. Have you found some things that you were great?
I'm making moves. They just don't
work. Just don't work. Have you found yourself occasionally try to do something that was your back pocket favorite at SC that, man, they stunned that thing. They just, you know, my 14-yard zone hook drop just doesn't cover it anymore with some of these cues.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, well, you know, it is tough. You know, you're playing against the best of the best, and you always have to bring it. You're going to have some niches that always worked in college, and they're not going to work now because, you know, guys are older, they're smarter, they've seen everything. So you just have to be smart. You have to go with what works. I think the first couple of weeks, I think I was kind of them too hard, trying to make everything play. You know, it just wasn't working out. I just had to relax, had to be myself, and I just play.
Coach, what's going on with that USC defense? You see that Oregon game the other day?
Oh man, that was bad. You know, that wasn't USC defense when I was watching it. That was pretty bad. You know, I was upset. You know, they got the talent there. They're going to square it away, but I've never seen a team fall apart like that, especially by 27 points ever.
Yeah, no, it was either of I.
It was ugly. Hey, last thing. How is sounds like Casey's going to be out for a lot while. We know Owen Daniel is lost for the season. How's Dressing going to be a tight end for you guys?
Joel's good, man. I mean, he's serious. You know, he's 100% kind of guy. You know, he's a hell of a special teams player, and he's going to step up. He's going to do his job. You know, he's going to block real hard. He's going to catch a couple balls for us. He's going to be, you know, a key weapon. A very good role player, and we expect him to come in there and just do a great job like he has his entire career.
Dude, you are loving pro football, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I really am. You know, I'm just I'm enjoying it. You know, it's crazy. You know, when you just envision something your whole life and you're finally there, and it's just time to go. So, you know, I've just hit the ground running, and I'm going to keep going.
No, you won't ever stop. And there's a lot of competition with those Trojan linebackers in the NFL. A bunch of you guys are playing all at the same time, and I'm wondering if you're all staying in touch with each other.
Of course. You know, those are my guys. Those guys are my best friends. You know what I mean? We really developed with each other. And on top of it, under Coach Norton, Ken Norton Jr., who just really helped all of us flourish, you know, and it's really paying off now. And you can see, you know, how each guy is just doing their own thing, you know, on their own individual organization and doing a great job. And, you know, that's a lot of thanks to each other and Coach Norton on top of it.
Well, I'll leave you with this before you go. And I know I'm in the studio every Shannon Sharp. Every Sunday, Shannon Sharp jumps up and goes, there goes my rookie MVP, Brian Cushing. So you got one guy who's banging the drum for you already, kid. So good
luck. That's great. Tell him I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, guys. Hey, Cush, thanks for a few minutes. Best of luck against Indy, man. Nice job so far.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Take it easy.
Brian Cushing, rookie linebacker out of USC. He's playing with the Houston Texans. Patty's second in tackles, and I can't say enough, again, about his understanding of the passing game and watching him work out there.